Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in again to Stardom 100 Radio, and I'm your host, none other than Tanisha Davis, and I'm super, super excited because we are going to be having, like, an amazing topic today on the show. I want to be grateful and thankful to announce that we have a special guest on the show, none other than Divine Blessings, who is from TV series Ready to Love, and joining us as a guest co-host today on the show is Tiffany Terrell. So, Divine Blessings, do we have you on the line?
I'm on the line. Hey.
Hey, hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Tiffany, do we have you on the line as well?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Awesome. So, again, like I said, I'm super excited to have both of you joining the show today. We have an amazing discussion up ahead, of course, so I'm looking forward to that. So, Divine, you were on this season of Ready to Love. What was that whole experience like for you?
It was a journey. It was a trip. I mean, you know, I'm on a show where there's, you know, 10 men that I'm trying to get to know. We're all dating each other. We're all trying to find love within the madness. So, you know, it was a journey. The outcome was great. But overall, it was definitely a journey. It was definitely something that put me out of my comfort zone. But it was a good time,
yeah.
That's for sure.
It definitely, I was tuned into the show, and I was like, wow, you know, because you're getting to meet, it's so many guys on the show, and you're like, it's almost like speed dating, but at a different rate, and you're getting to know all of these different guys to see which one will be a great fit for you, so I can imagine, like, that was truly something to watch. So,
right.
The show, like, have you found love since being on the show?
Well, you know, I was definitely a finalist on the show with a gentleman named London. We are keeping our relationship that is private at the moment because when I tell you, there's a lot of people that were really invested in our situation. So we decided to make our relationship status private at the moment because it's one of those situations where, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, it's so difficult being, you know, a couple, a public couple, and having everyone, you know, in your business watching you, watching everything
yes.
that you do. So, you know, our relationship status is private at the moment, but, you know, definitely – we had a good time, and we made the best of the situation, you know, while the show was rolling and afterwards.
Yeah. Wow. I agree with keeping things private sometimes because with the way social media is today, I don't know. I don't want to 100% blame it on social media, but I'm just saying, like, some things just need to be kept private. Some things everybody don't need to know every single thing. So that's my thoughts on that. Tiffany, did you want to say something about it?
Well, I know, yeah, I agree with social media really takes a dive. And because I know, like, my relationship that I've been in for almost 2 years, like, we have no sign of each other on either one of our social media. And everything is, like, strictly business. which makes it better to me because while we go through our ups and downs, we don't have to worry about the public either cheering, you know, or knocking the other person down, you know, because even though, like, when people are going through relationships, a lot of people, they may, you know, you may start not to like the other person for this person, but at the moment, you know, they're just going through and no relationship is perfect. So I totally agree with not putting it out there and making it public.
Yes, yes. That's I think that's a plus. I'm with you, Tiffany, as well. It's been 2 years, and I just keep my relationship to myself. So,
right.
Devine, what other projects have you been involved in since doing the show?
I'm working on a podcast that I am hoping to launch in the next month or so. It's going to be focused on love, dating, and relationships with a little bit of entertainment. So that's been my main focus, as well as just, you know, doing some interviews and you know, having a platform and speaking on dating and sexuality and relationships. So that's what I've been working on since the show.
Okay. What are your thoughts on, like, just from your experience, you know, what do you feel helps make a healthy relationship? Because we spoke on social media, you know, kind of keeping things private. What do you think helps, you know, create that healthy relationship?
I would say definitely number one would be communication. Just keeping the lines of communication open, expressing your feelings in a healthy way and not arguing, but, you know, communicating with each other, making sure you don't get complacent, making sure that you still have that date night. A lot of couples get complacent and, you know, they don't date anymore. You know, they're together and they're like, okay, well, we're together. We don't need to date. Most people think that, you know, dating is the foreplay of the relationship when it's not. It's something that should be continued on, you know, throughout the entire relationship. So those are the main things, just keeping it fresh and you know, women get complacent a lot and, you know, they don't want to take that bonnet off a lot of times during the daytime. So, you know, making sure you're keeping it sexy for your guy and, you know, not getting complacent in the situation.
I agree with the bonnet thing because, I mean, sometimes, like you said, you get complacent when you've been with a person for a while. It's like you start getting comfortable and you're like, oh, I don't have to take that scarf off today or that bonnet off. He, you know, like, he knows
how
to look, you know. So
Right. You gotta be consistent. You know, a lot of times early on in a relationship, you're like, okay, I don't want him to see me without makeup. I don't want him to see me with the bonnet on. Then when you get comfortable, you know, you get comfortable and then you forget and then you're kind of looking like that all the time. And he's like, wait a minute, where's the woman that I was attracted to?
I know.
That's left in a tank top and shorts. Now you're in a, you know, full granny robe.
Divine, do you think that affects a lot of relationships with the women being complacent?
It definitely affects the relationship because, you know, and that's what causes the wandering eye most of the time. Because early on, you know, we give our representative early on. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then we get comfortable and then we get relaxed and, you know, we fall back on our appearance and keeping it sexy because we feel we got them locked in. Not saying that that's going to cause a man to cheat, but it will definitely cause him to, you know, possibly have a wandering eye. So you got to make sure that you're on your toes, you know, once you're in a relationship, deep in the relationship and not get too comfortable.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I didn't understand that until I became older. I really didn't understand that. Because at first I was like, because I call them myself block D braids when you have your weave and stuff in under your wig. with the stocking cap. And I was like, we be looking like we about to go do a heist. And you think this man think that's cute and you walk around. Looking like you've been locked up for 2 years. That is not cute. Yeah, I totally agree.
Hey, I agree with it, Divine, as well as Tiffany. Like, I knew a lady who was married, and her husband, at first he was like, he likes her to be natural. He likes her to be herself. He was like, I don't want you wearing weave. I don't want you wearing nails. I don't want you wearing makeup. And then she got complacent. She was like, okay, I'm just going to look plain and so forth. But later on, the guy started dipping out, cheating. And the woman that he was cheating with kept her nails done, had her makeup did, had her hair did, and I was like, wow. But, you know, Whoa. He was telling his wife he didn't want her doing all that stuff, but the woman he was cheating with was doing all of that. What do y'all think about that?
Oh, wow. I think that's messed up. And, you know, a lot of times men will cheat. Men will definitely cheat. You know, I knew a similar situation. It wasn't looks, but, you know, I had a male friend that he was, you know, his girlfriend, we called her, he's our friend. We used to play cards together, but we called her Tizzy because she would, you know, pack his lunch, iron his clothes, wash his clothes, you know, at 1 in the morning. If his voice came over, he would say, hey, fry us some chicken. She'd get up out of bed and fry some chicken, wait on him hand and foot, you know, and he ended up cheating on her with a girl that was from Brooklyn that, you know, wouldn't do anything for him. So, you know, I know a similar situation like that where, you know, a friend of mine, he cheated on someone that was a total opposite of what, you know, he really enjoyed and requested, you know, from his woman. And it's a sad situation because what do? You're giving a guy everything he asked for, what he wants, you're honoring his request, you know. So in that situation, the woman isn't the problem. He's the problem in that situation. Yeah. And, you know, it's nothing you can do at that point.
Yes. I have a question, Divine, like, and Tiffany, like, how can we as women better communicate with men so it doesn't come off like a lot of times men think we're next? Like, what is the best way to communicate with them?
That's, I don't know, that's another thing I've been working on.
what's the question, the best way to communicate with men so you don't look like your wife?
So we don't come off like we're nagging, because that's the first thing, like sometimes guys say, you're nagging. How do you communicate with them so they don't think you're, like, nagging?
No, you know, you got to ask him the questions rather than, you know, issuing ultimatums and give him a statement. You know, ask him, say, what can I do to make this relationship better? Are you happy with me? What do you think there's things that we as a couple can improve on? You know, what do you think I can do to as a woman to make this relationship last and to make you happier? What am I doing or what am I not doing? You know, and then you just have an exchange of conversation. And if he says, you know, hey, I want you to, you know, keep yourself up a little bit more, or I want you to get in the gym a little bit more, then, you know, that those are, you know, respect. And then that's when you say, okay, well, you know, I would like to discuss with you what I feel you can do to make us a little bit better, and I feel that you should spend a little bit more time at home instead of out the club with your boys. So just make it a level playing field when you have the communication and ask those, you know, difficult questions, and just feed off of each other's energy and exchange information with each other. That way it's a level playing field and it's not one-sided where you're issuing demands.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And also, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. But I also learning to the point that you have to be careful of when you're bringing up certain issues as well. Like Divine said, don't make it an ultimatum, but actually ask, you know, questions. And don't be out at dinner when you are, you know, delivering your message. You know, so a lot of us, as women, we do that a lot. Like, we be like, well, I want to get it off my chest now, you know, and he's trying to enjoy having a good time, and we're sitting up there. And a lot of times, I think a lot of the problems that some of us have be so petty that it can wait. But I think as women, we've gotten to the point where it's like either my way or no way, which is horrible, you know. So it's just a lot when it comes to the relationship part of actually respecting each other.
Right. I agree. Wow. So in your thoughts, like, what do you all feel are five essential things to make any relationship work when we're talking about, like, trust, communication, respect? What are some things that come to mind for you all? You can go ahead. Okay, I'll go.
No, Devine, you can go, Devine. You're the expert. I'm still learning.
Definitely,
but go ahead, Devine.
You know, everything goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, you know, open communication, making sure you guys have a open level of communication where you're able to speak freely of, you know, your issues, or even just, you know, speak freely with each other on good things, you know, where you're actually complimenting him and saying, hey, I really appreciate you, you know, cutting the grass or washing my car for me, you know, just making sure when you communicate, keeping it both ways instead of communicating the issues that you have, make sure that you, you know, offer him praise or her praise as well, saying, hey, I appreciate if it's a woman, I appreciate that meal you cooked, or if it's a man, I appreciate you, you know, washing my car. Just making sure you're letting the other person know that they're appreciated in the relationship. Also, you know, understanding the other person's love language, you know, so to make sure that you're on the same page.
Okay.
And you know, that's a old school, you know, way of communicating, whereas, you know, my love language is words of affirmation. I love for a man to say, you know, hey, I appreciate you doing this, I appreciate you doing that. Now, if that man that I'm with doesn't communicate well and isn't really expressed, then we might have a problem, because if that means he's not speaking my language. So we might have a communication issue there. So that's a whole nother problem there. And, you know, trust is definitely very important. So making sure that you're loyal and honest in a relationship, because once that trust is breached, you're going to continue to have a problem. You might not even be able to last or move forward in the relationship at that point. And, you know, I just think, like, trust and communication can, you know, get you through the tough times, because if there's other issues like sex, you know, you might not be sexually compatible in a relationship. Well, how do you solve that? It goes back to communication again. So I think communication is really a big deal. Also, if you have a trust issue, you know, you got to communicate that and say, hey, you know, you didn't call me for 2 days. I'm wondering, were you with another woman? What was going on? So every situation tends to go back in full circle to communication. So that's really something that I'm, you know, really big on in terms of relationships. If you're not able to communicate, then, you know, the trust and your problems, everything is going to, you know, it's going to be hindered. It's going to be an issue there. So definitely communication would be my big thing, and everything else kind of falls under that.
I'm big on communication as well. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with what she's saying, but I have a question for both of you guys as well. Have you ever been in a situation where that trust was broken and you still continue in the situation, remain with that person? Yeah.
Whew. Go ahead, Devine. I'll let you go ahead.
I have been in that situation, and, you know, the way to heal that wound is time. That's all you can do.
Yeah,
you just got to wait it out, you know, time. Because it was a situation with me where, you know, I just woke up and I said, okay, it took me maybe 4 months to really heal from that breach of trust. And I just woke up and said, you know what, if I'm going to be with this person, you know, I just need to go ahead and take this wall down and trust them again, because I'm tired of you know, checking on them. I'm tired of having my guard up, mm-hmm. and I'm tired of feeling a certain type of way. So
yes.
if I'm going to be with him, I'm going to have to put this wall down. I'm going to have to just go ahead and trust him. And it took me, you know, 4 months to actually get to that point. And, you know, he ended up breaching the trust mm-hmm. again. So going forward for me, if
Girl.
I don't reach, I don't think I would end up, you know, staying in that situation again. Just depends on the person.
I agree. I was in that situation like that, similar situation in a relationship, and the guy cheated. And the first thing in my mind was like, get rid of this relationship, like let this go, you know. But it was like the guy was apologizing, like, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again, so forth like that. And the trust was really, really, it was hard because it was like, you know, how do I know, you know what I'm saying, that you're not going to do that again? How do I know that you're being honest with me? And it really takes time. And what I've noticed sometimes with men is when they say they're sorry, sometimes they feel like that's okay, I'm sorry, okay, let's move forward. But you have to give that person time to heal, that person time to regain trust in you again. You know, and I don't think that men sometimes understand that. It's like, I'm sorry, okay, let's get over this. That's the past now. It's like, no, it's not the past. Like,
oh, right,
happened,
right.
Still, you know? So, yeah, I've been through that, and trust is really, really big. And it's hard, especially if we're trying to get back to that place, like we think about our grandparents who have been married for 30 years and so forth, like in 40 years that worked. You know, how did they maintain trust despite everything that they may have went through? So it's really a big deal.
Right. And with cheating, you know, you have to look at the full
mm-hmm.
picture, because you have to look, you know, I was in a similar situation where I was cheated on, and I had to ask,
mm-hmm.
I had to look at myself and say, well, is there something that I could have done to prevent this, or is it something that I did? And
yeah.
when I took a look at myself, yeah, you know, I definitely was neglecting him. You know what I mean? So in that situation,
okay.
I really couldn't fault him. He pretty much sent me a few signs of, you know, hey, I'm lonely. Hey, I'm over here. Hey, I'm your man. And, you know, I was focused on other
yeah.
things. You know, I was focused on other
wow.
things. So, you know, I did, but in return, he still breached my trust. So he still, you know,
mm-hmm.
was in the doghouse. He got tired of being in the doghouse. So I just had to say, okay, I'm just going to see what happens and put my guard down. This was, you know, I played the part in this cheating, you know, from
mm-hmm.
not giving him any attention. So in a situation like that, you
yeah.
have to look at yourself and ask yourself, did you play a part in it as well? You know, just to be
mm-hmm.
fair.
Yes, that's a good thing to always examine yourself in it, because we, you know, sometimes there are things, like you said, we are doing, and we just overlook it. You know, we feel like, well, you know, I didn't do anything wrong to deserve this, and sometimes you may have done something, you know, not saying you deserve to be cheated on, of course, but it's like, you know, you may have done something that may have made that man feel like he's been or not loved or adored and so forth. So, speaking on this topic, do you all feel like social media plays a part in messing up relationships today, or would you say it's more just the person and not social media? Because I just discovered that on Messenger via Facebook, you can have private conversations. So, like, how do you all feel about that?
Yep. I don't think that social media is the reason for it, but it definitely makes it a lot easier to destroy a relationship. I can't tell you the high number of married men that in my inbox, and you know, these are men that are posted with their kids and their wife and their profile
wow.
pictures. Like, they're not hiding. They're not hiding the fact, you know, that they're in a relationship at all. But I definitely think social media makes it easier. Back in the day without social media, you know, how are you having access to so many
yes.
women? You know, you're
yes.
not, unless you're meeting them at the grocery store or where are you meeting them, the club or at work. But, you know, social media, you can have, you know, at your fingertips access to thousands of women. I have, Facebook, you can have 5,000 people on your friends list. Well, out of that 5,000, half of that may be the opposite sex. And, it's all about, it's a numbers game. If you slide into 2,000 inboxes, you might have 10 that'll bite and take the bait. Definitely social media makes it easier for somebody that is already a cheater, that's already up to no good to have access to, a multitude of options.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I think that, if a person is no good, if a person is going to cheat, they're going to do it whether it's social media exists or not. But social media definitely gives them the opportunity to have easy access to a high number of options.
Right. I agree. Tiffany, what are your thoughts on this? You on the line?
Did we lose Tiffany? Somebody
look, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you guys. Oh, okay.
Okay.
My phone had hung up, and I was like, "Oh Lord." I don't think it's a matter of making it worse. I just think the comparison of other people in other relationships. So, people have this facade, because I think social media, to me, people have a facade of, it's just pictures, and you think that this person got, a great relationship, and you put that pressure on your own relationship. I think it does. Oh, Lord. You can hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I just think the comparison, our relationship to me is worse, because back when, you didn't have social media, you really didn't know what was going on in other people's homes unless they told you,
Yeah.
So,
right.
I think people compare too much about like other women, especially women, they compare what, what they doing, okay, he bought her flowers, I want flowers, and I'm like, your man just don't like buying flowers, So you just can't make someone be who they're not, and they're only going to be that person for so long for you, and you always going to revert back to who you are, to a relationship.
Yep.
That is so true. I've been on the topic of relationships. I've noticed, especially in my city, and I'm sure it's major in other surrounding areas as well. A lot of domestic violence cases drop. It's been a lot of women in my city that have been losing their lives to domestic violence. So, ladies, what do you think about that? What advice would you give to that woman that's in that situation where, it's not a healthy relationship? She's trying to endure because, we have history or we have kids together. What would you say to that woman in that situation?
Are you asking,
rephrase
that?
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to that woman that's dealing with domestic violence in her relationship? Because some women, they may think it's okay, since they've been with that, they have history with that person, or they have kids with that person. What would you say to that young woman?
Oh, man, definitely get out of that situation. That's a terrible situation to be in, because if you can end up dead. I wouldn't advise anyone to stay in a situation where there is domestic violence, or someone is laying hands, or even verbal or mental abuse. Any type of abuse, whether it's physical, verbal, mental, emotional abuse. Just get out of the situation. It's toxic and it's unhealthy. And it's not going to go anywhere, if you're married in that situation, definitely the first step would be to try, counseling. Maybe he needs anger management, if counseling doesn't work, then, part ways and let the brother heal on his own or get some help on his own. But especially if you have kids, it's definitely, you know, not a good situation to healthy situation to be in. Definitely get out of the situation. If, you know, you're married, try counseling. If you're dating, get out of the situation. Walk away. Don't look back.
Yes. Yes.
Lock and delete.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
As Divine said, yeah, I would definitely tell them to run. Don't just walk around. The thing about domestic violence, what a lot of people don't understand is, especially as she said, when you're married, a lot of people think about the financial obligation that both of them have. That's in part because when you actually come together and you intertwine your, you know, your life with someone, it's kind of hard just to get, you know, get up and just walk away, you know. So
right.
I definitely will, you know, tell them to leave regardless, because your life is more important than you being financially stable, because you can get to the point where we're burying you, you know. And as you say, a
mm-hmm.
lot of people are losing their life. I lost one of my friends at 23. Her boyfriend
yeah.
shot her point blank range in the head, you know.
Wow.
So
oh.
domestic violence, yeah. And he did it at the CNN building, because I'm from Atlanta. So it was in Atlanta. It was a while ago. I'll be 35, so it was like 12, 13 years ago when that happened.
Wow.
And so domestic violence is one of those subjects to me, because I've seen so much of it. It's kind of scary to the point, because not only did he kill her, but he was planning on harming all of us, because we was hanging out and she had broke up with him, you know. And then, you know how
wow.
when you're younger and your friend, you know, going through something, y'all all go out, you know, y'all kumbaya and try to get her mind off of it. And he was like, well, I was following them and I could have got all of them, you know. So domestic
wow.
violence is, you know, so horrible, because these men are just not taking just the person life. They're taking out the kids, you know, the parents, you know,
yes.
whoever's in the house are standing in their way. So I would definitely, you know, advise them to get a restraining order. You know, she had a restraining order
mm-hmm.
against him. It still, you know, didn't really do any justice. It's just, you know, seeing the signs of that and actually having your family step in, you know, and don't really hide and be afraid, you know, to tell them, well, this is what's going on, and I need your help. So if you need your cousin, little Tink Tink, need to come on to sleep on the sofa, you know, you have to do what you have to do. And I just think, as a community, we take it so lightly when it comes to domestic
yeah.
violence. That's just one of those subjects
right.
that just, it hit home to me, you know. So, you know, and I don't know. I'm a fighter, so I don't know about nobody else. I'm like, we going down together, you know. So I wouldn't advise you to do all that, but just get out of it, you know. Put a restraining
yes.
order. Do the necessary steps to get away from that situation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it's a very serious issue. We had a young lady recently, and I don't know if you all saw the article, but she, her and her boyfriend were arguing, and she hung up the phone with him. I'm sure, you know, the girls at her job were probably telling her, you know, get off the phone with him. So he came up to her job after she hung up on him, and he came up there, he started arguing with her again, and then he shot her in the chest. And so it's just like hearing, it was horrible. It was horrible. It was like, oh, my God, like you're trying to get away from this situation. You know, you're not even safe at your job. So it's like you said, situations like that, like it's so heavy. It's like you have to take whatever precautions you can, but you also have to try to do whatever you have to do to protect yourself, especially when a person will come up to your job, you know, despite
right.
you trying to get away from them. So I'm seeing so many cases of domestic violence in my area. Just so many young women losing their lives. And I remember when I was young coming up, you know, you would hear a lot of girls say, oh, girl, I'm not going to do that. You know, my boyfriend will choke me, or he'll do this, he'll do that. And they thought it was cool. And like you said, you know, they take it lightly, you know, and it's not cool. It's not cool for a guy to choke you. It's not cool to, you know, to think that it's okay for your guy to put his hands on you. That's not cool, you know, and that's
right.
Something that a lot of young women need to know.
Right. So. And I want to know what are these mothers and these fathers teaching these men? You know, because a lot of us have come from broken homes, and we've seen it to the point, just like rape culture, like domestic violence is right up there with this. It's so normal for people to do so much stuff, and that right there just like, you talking about somebody talk all day about that, I'm ready to fight, because it just don't make sense, because I'm like, what are you teaching your boys, like, why are you not teaching them about when a woman say no or she don't want to be bothered, you should be able to easily walk away. You know, you're not entitled to anyone's body, you know. And I think we got it so bad as a society to where, you know, we just like, well, you can't tell me no. You know, and it goes over my head because I'm like, I don't know, like, where all this aggressiveness, you know, came from, to the point where you feel entitled to someone else. You know, it's just crazy.
Right. That is great.
Yeah.
Divine, what are your thoughts about that as far as, like, what she was talking about? Like, as far as raising young men up to know, like, you're not entitled. You know, like, because it's a lot of young guys, they feel like, well, especially married. I don't know. This may be a different topic, but I know, like, when you're married, they say that there's no such thing as rape if you're married. If your husband decides to, he wants it and he takes it, there's no such thing as rape. Like, what are your thoughts on that, Devon?
Ooh, that's, you know, that's tricky because, you know, I don't know what the laws are and if, you know, a husband can actually be accused and go to jail because how can you, it's kind of like a date rape situation, which is, you know, very difficult to prove. I don't know the laws on that, as you know, if a woman says no and the husband takes it, you know, is he really going to be charged and go to jail for rape? But you know, I think it falls under you know, just the control situation. I think that if a man has control issues, you know, that makes him a dangerous man. And I just think that just falls under, you know, just him trying to control the woman. And I'm sure if they're in a marriage and they're in a relationship, especially marriage, then, you know, she would know that he has some sort of control issues. So she's either going to, you know, give in, and then if she resists, she's going to know pretty much what the outcome is. You know your spouse,
right?
You know, but unfortunately, I don't know, you know, what the laws are in terms of, you know, can a husband be charged with rape? But you know, definitely, if a woman says no, then he should fall back, and not, you know, try to force anything. And you know, a woman has the right to say no. You know, a woman has the right to give in, even if she doesn't want to do it. Also, so you know, that's just a touchy subject right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could speak on that. But you know, that's just unfortunate in any situation to, you know, be forced in a situation you don't want to be in.
Yes, I agree. Well, for those who are listening into the show, we're going to take a really, really quick music break, and then we'll get back into our next topic, talking about women empowerment, how we can empower each other as women. So we're going to take a really, really quick music break, and then we'll be back. Alright.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like
Yo.
My men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most the king, yo. About a thing,
feel real good with your hands in the air and let two shots in the atmosphere.
like you and him. They give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again? Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to rims. Come again. And his Tims and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yen.
But stop pretend. The one the pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
What's up, everyone? And we're back on Stardom 100 Radio. And today we have a special guest on the show, Divine Blessings with Ready to Love. And we also have a special co-host, Tiffany Terrell. And we just got through talking about healthy relationships. And now, ladies, we're back discussing ways that we as women can empower each other. So my first question is to Divine, like, what are some ways that we can come together as women, especially in the business world, to empower each other?
Keeping networking opportunities open with each other. And just, you know, sharing information. If you ask someone, hey, can you refer me to a realtor? Can you refer me to, you know, someone, you know, an African-American nail salon? You know, things like that. Just making sure that you're, you know, sharing information and you know, networking with each other.
Yes, I think that's important. Tiffany, what are your thoughts?
All of what she just said. Also, cross-promoting. I know that's a big thing for me. Actually, you know, taking, like, I share your flyers or some of the things, you know, that you're doing.
Yeah.
Getting on live with each other. That, you know, can kind of promote where it's, like, things that are cost-efficient. I always think about, you know, because nobody wants to give away nothing for free, you know, whether you're a person friend or not. But I think those are cost-efficient ways to actually, you know, help the next person, you know, get out there more. And just showing up, like she said, to different events of what other people, other women are doing, you know. I think those are so important, especially with so many women in competition with each other, which because it's enough money to go around, you know. So I just think that's very important to me. as a woman,
yes,
to be collectively out in business with each other.
Yes. I like when you said something about the competition. It, sometimes, you know, you do have women that may feel like they're in competition, like I'm not going to help her because she's going to do better than me or her business is going to exceed mine. And it's like, what's wrong with supporting one another? You know, you don't have to feel like you're in competition. If your sister is doing great with her business, then you can still root for her. You can still support her. You don't have to feel like, you know, well, I'm not going to help her, you know. You know, so I think it's very important for women to come together. Divine, what are some other topics that come to mind when you think of empowering women?
Topics that come to mind with empowering women? I can't think of any right now.
Mm-hmm.
Topics that come to mind with empowering women? Yeah, I can't think of any right now.
Okay.
What do you think?
I feel like, yeah, I just feel like we need to work, you know, work together more, and continue to, like, support each other, inspire each other, continue to reflect a positive image amongst each other. Tiffany was saying, like, even if you have knowledge about something that could, you know, help this person out or help that person be more successful, I think that that's a good thing to come together and do whatever you can to help that person out and to not feel like, well, I don't want to work with that person if it's going to make that person bigger than me or put the spotlight on that person more. I think those are some things that, you know, we as women can come together on.
Right.
I think it's
something that I'm working on this year is being emotionally, like, too attached to something, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of times we as women, like, we're emotional creatures. A lot of us are, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's like we need to take the feeling out of doing business and to be more productive, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, that thought process, because the competition in your mind will automatically go away because you wouldn't think about if that person is bigger than you, you know, or not, you know. And actually helping each other with blueprints, you know, because a lot of times we feel like we have to reinvent the wheel. The wheel has already been invented, you know. A lot of times that the
mm-hmm.
things that we're doing has already been done for years, you know. So we're just taking our special niche of who we are, like who Divine is, who Star is, you know, and actually
yes.
just, you know, taking it and making it a little bit more special, you know, putting a little bit more sprinkles
mm-hmm.
on it. Because, you know, what we've done, other women have already done. So it's no such thing
yeah.
as a competition, you know, because I don't look at other women as competition. She can have more than me. She can have less than me. Like, none of us are in competition because at the end of the day, a lot of the things that we have are just possessions of, you know, materialistic
mm-hmm.
things, you know. So, you know, and then we have to see what really defines success in our lives as women as well, because a lot of, especially African-American women, you know, we define success of, I got this big old building over here that I can barely pay for, but I'm in competition with you, which does not make any sense, you know.
Right.
So it's a lot, you know, to me that can be done. Like putting events together. Like, we shouldn't have,
mm-hmm.
I know you doing an event. It's five of us doing an event on the same day, and we all know each other. And it's all within the same genre. Like, it does not make sense to me.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so.
I agree.
Definitely. You know, creating, you know, various opportunities, you know, for women and, you know, women's voices to be heard. There's so many, you know, groups and organizations that you can join and become
yes.
a part of to empower other women. And just like you said, you know, events, you know, there's, I've seen
mm-hmm.
quite a few, you know, lately, and they happen a lot during the springtime, a lot of, you know, brunches that go on, you know, with different women groups where you can discuss different topics such as relationships or,
you know, a women's brunch that you know, creates networking opportunities for each other, or, you know, even support groups, women's support groups, you mm-hmm. know, starting women's support groups where, you know, you can talk about if you're in a relationship where there's domestic violence or, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. So just, you know, creating different opportunities for women to be able to express themselves, and creating opportunities where you can uplift each other, even a women's, you know, career fair, things like that. So, you know, putting together different events and creating those opportunities where, you know, women have a platform to support and express themselves and grow in different aspects of life, whether it's career or beauty tips, you know, even podcasts, things like that, just in sharing information, but creating platforms and opportunities for women to be able to grow.
Yes. And on the topic of competition, man, just thinking about competition, like Divine, like even on the show, you know, it was so many women, you know, that, you know, were, I don't know if it was, would be the best thing to say it was competing, but it was like it was so many women trying to find the right guy. How did you handle that pressure, or was it pressure for you to know that it was like multiple women maybe competing for a guy that you were interested in?
Man, it was tough. It was tough because, you know, you might know if you're initially, you know, meet a guy that there might be someone or some others in the picture. You know, they're just not thrown in your face. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they look like. You know, you're oblivious to the other person. You just know they're there. So, you know, you're still able to better focus on, you know, you and him, you know. But yeah, it was a difficult situation. You know, I just rolled with the punches. You know, I know what I bring to the table. I know, you know, my capabilities, and, you know, I know that, you know, I've never stacked ranked myself against another woman to, you know, say, okay, well, she has this, I don't, or her butt is bigger than mine, or, you know, anything like that. I've never been able or been in a situation to compare myself to another woman, but, you know, but, you know, it's when it's thrown in your face and it's like that, it's just natural for you to do that. You know what I mean? And compare yourself. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody has preferences. You know, everybody has the power of choice. Everybody has options. So, you know, if in my situation on the show, if one man preferred, you know, I'm pretty tall. I'm 5'8". So if one man preferred a shorter woman, and that's his preference, and, you know, someone else that's shorter has their eye on him, then okay, then that's where he should be. I have other options, you know, 9 other options mm-hmm. on the show as well. So, you know, the key is just remembering that people have the right to their personal preference, if they like them thicker mm-hmm. or if they like them smaller. And the other aspect of it is to know that, you know, you have the, you know, multiple options as well, because that's not the only individual on the planet to choose from. So, you know, once you have that in the back of your head that, you know, you have options and you have the right to your preferences, they have the right to their preferences, no hard feelings, then, you know, you just move accordingly.
I like that you said that, like, you know, because a lot of us as women sometimes need to remember that, like, there are other guys in the world, you know, you don't have to just, you know, be combative about this one particular guy. There are other guys, you know, and that's where, you know, you have so many women sometimes they're competing against other women, and it's like, you know, if that's, like you said, if that's what he prefers, then that's what he prefers. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, be ready to knock your head off because of, you know what I'm saying, this is what he prefers. Like, I'm going to move on because there's somebody else that I can move on with. You know, and I think that when we come into the topic of talking about standards, having standards, you know, you got to have some standards for yourself to be like, look, you know, if that guy don't want me, if that's not what he likes, then, hey, I'm cool. I'm a find someone else. And I think that, you know, you see a lot of women sometimes today, they're fighting over men, and it's like, why? Why? You know,
right.
if he don't want
right,
to, move
right.
on.
Right.
Yep.
You there?
Definitely.
Yeah. Tiffany, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with what Divine said.
Because
you have to really, and that's another thing, loving yourself, you know.
Yes.
And loving
yes.
and being comfortable in your own skin. And a lot of people are not comfortable, you know, in their own skin, and they're always tooting their nose up, you know, to the next person, like, ugh, they think they're better, you know. And you're supposed to be confident,
mm-hmm.
you know, in yourself and love
yeah.
who you are. So, because that's how you're supposed to move. Because, like she said, when she was on the show, you can tell that's love within herself. Like, okay, on to the next,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's how you have okay. that type of personality. Because it's no point. Like, I don't know why we think that one particular man is like, okay, he's everything. I want him, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it just, it don't make sense. Because there's somebody that's going to love you for exactly who you are. You know.
Right.
So.
Right. And it's so many women that sometimes they can be threatened. They feel threatened. Like, especially if it's a, you know, if a woman is beautiful, if you're a beautiful woman, they feel like they're threatened by you, you know, so they feel like they got to do
yeah.
whatever to, you know, and it's like, no, you know, you don't have to do all that, you know. So.
Yeah,
like
they don't
that.
Make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then I always look at too, mm-hmm. not to cut you, I always look at too, the type of relationship that those women have with their mother.
Because
mm-hmm. a lot of things, what people don't understand, stems from something within you growing up and within the relationships that you have with other people. And you reflect
yeah.
of who you are, you know, of your attitude or how you treat other people based off that as
mm-hmm.
well. So, I'm surrounded by women, light skin, brown, like, you know, every shade of a color, every size, beautiful, you know. So I've never
mm-hmm.
been intimidated, you know, by another woman because, like, what, like,
yeah.
you're not in competition, you know, so it does not make sense to me.
Yeah. That's important. But you don't have to compete with each other. But so you all have shared like some really, really amazing advice. I'm hoping that everyone that's listening to the show and that's tuned in has taken a whole lot of notes because y'all have dropped a lot of jewels today. And so Divine, really briefly, how can we keep up with you on social media?
The best platform will be Instagram, and my Instagram is Agent
mm-hmm.
Brown Eyes, AGENT Brown Eyes.
Okay. And Tiffany?
On Facebook it's Tiffany Terrell, but on Instagram it's Urbanish Radio, which is one of my podcasts and radio that I'm actually growing right now. So if you guys are looking to look out for some more positivity and some cracking jokes and stuff, make sure you go and download the app and tune in to Urbanish on all social media platforms.
All right. And thank you, Divine Blessings, for being a guest on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time out to join us. And as well, Tiffany Terrell from Urbanish, thank you for joining the show, and you all have a wonderful day, and thank you for the topic shared. And anyone that's listening, be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on all this. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.